Today is Dav Gimel and Erbit. We're on Dav Beis and Beis. Two lines, two words from the end of the page. Elamiyato. So basically, the Gemara is now asking another question on the Shita of Rav. Rav explained that the Chachamim, who said that you have to lower the crossbeam to below 20 amos, let me say it accurately, but the 20 amos is the issue with the crossbeam. They learned it out from the entrance to the Heichal. The entrance to the Heichal in the Beis Hamikdash also was, as opposed to the Ulam, the entrance to the Heichal was 20 amos high. Again, the issue is why do we care? There's all the kind of the Rabbanon. Let them make their own rules, because called to tikkun the Rabbanon gain the rise of tikkun. So you have to find some sort of precedent. So Elamiyata, according to the Chachamim, who learned that the size of the opening from the Heicha, from the Pesach Ochel, lo tahani lei amaltera. An amaltera shouldn't work. What's an amaltera? Amaltera is essentially, we'll see later, amaltera is some sort of like, it's some sort of pictures or things above, on the top, maybe these cross beams or these extra beams or pictures of things on top that will draw the eye to that area. So lo tahani lei amaltera, right? The ha, and we'll see later on, obviously, that the amaltera does work. Meaning, we'll see that if you have the cross beam above 20 amas with amalteras, it will work. Because the idea is it'll draw the eye that high, and even if it's above 20 amas, amaltera will work. But, the heichal amaltera havele, the heichal, the opening to the heichal had an amaltera, right? But the amaltera was included in the 20 amas. You see these pictures that you have of the amaltera, there are these like little companies, these beams that go across, these pretty beams, maybe they were marble in the basement, that go across on the top, but those are included in the 20 amas. So you see, a matra does not go above 20 amas. The Tanan, we have a Mishnah in Midos that says, Chamesh amatros shel meva, they had these five amatros made from the milin tree, right? The Mirash says, eight shekidinable milin, vehim afatzim, ubelaz glash. Certain tree that they made the amatra, there must be a certain pretty, you know, what? It says oak. Oak? Where did oak from? Alright, so they had these beautiful things, right? V'hayu agabav on top of Zulamalamizu. Each one on top of the other. And they sort of the sizes decreased or increased, based, you know, going up. But it was included in the 20 Amos. So before we finish asking the question, so the Gemara says, V'hamayt yufta. Well, what's the question? Dilma kitani hida amatros ulam tani. Maybe this bride is talking about the amatros that were in the entrance to the ulam. When the entrance to the ulam, that's 40 amos high, and Rav is learning up from the entrance to the heichal. So maybe it makes no wise of the kasha. Which is wrong. Behind my kusha, dilma. He says dilma kitani hida amatros ulam tanya. So more answer. Behind my kusha, can this really be a kusha? Dilma tamis heichal ketamis ulam. The openings look the same. If there was an amatra there, there was an amatra here. So there is an amatra on the opening to the Pesach HaHeichal, and that's included in the 20 Amos. If you're learning it from the Heichal, then we have the following question. Alama Amar Rabbi Yilah, Amar Rav, why Rabbi Yilah say the name of Rav? It's the same Rav, right? So that makes it even worse. It's the same Rav. Then two things he said. Ruchaba Arba Avapisha Ein Rabriya. A Korah, a beam, a cross beam, can, if it's four tefachim wide or thick, even if it's not strong, Usually the korah has to be a certain strength to hold a brick on top of it. But if it's this big, if it's four tefachim, then you don't have to worry about it. Then two, he said, the im yesh la amaltera, if the korah has an amaltera, afilu gvoa yosem yasri ma'ama in a sort of lamait. Even if it's high, if the korah is higher than 20 amos, you don't have to diminish it. You don't have to bring it down, because the amaltera will draw people's eyes to it. Right? So if you send a second din, we basically have a steer in Rav, because Rav says that the sheer Pesach of the Mavoi is learned from the Pesach HaHeichal. The Pesach HaHeichal, the Amaltera, was included in the 20 Amos. And here he says that the Amaltera can work even if it's above 20 Amos. So what's going on? So Amar Rav Yosef, Amaltera Masnisni. He says this din that we brought in the name of Rav, we basically said there was the name of Rav. We said Rav Ila Amar Rav, that's really not from the Shita of Rav. That's Masnisi, that's a Brisa, and therefore it's not a Stira in the Shita of Rav, because one's a Brisa, one's Rav. It's not a Stira. So the Gemara says, wait a second, and my Katanile, well, who learned, basically it's a Brisa that might, are not necessarily, unless you know who the author of the Brisa is, it may not be authentic. So my Katanile, the Gemara says, wait a second, who authored this Brisa? Amar Abai, v'ha chama b'rei de Rav barabok Katanile, wait a second, this Brisa is from Chama, the Yavi says to Rav Chama, the son of Rav Barabua, which means it's a real authentic brisa. You can't say it's a brisa mishubeshes. So now, okay, so you don't even have a steer in Rav, but you have a kasha in Rav, right? So no, to bring down the ritual asks, oftentimes, and even in this Masechta, you'll see that we say Rav Tanahu Apolik. So what's the problem, Right? If you say Rav Tana Hu Apolik, so say to here, Rav Tana Hu Apolik. Bryson says one thing, Rav says something else. Why should it be a problem? So the Ritva says, that we only say Rav Tana Hu Apolik when we have no choice. If we have a way to get out of it, which we have over here, we'll get out of it. Also, the difference is here is that here it's not necessarily the Shita of Rav. Rav is explaining the Shita of other Tanoim. So it's not Rav Tana Hu Apolik here. Rav is explaining other Tanoim. So how can you explain other Tanoim this way when the Bryson is expressly against your explanation? So the Gemara asks, wait a second. So he says, "V'tahave amaltar mas nisim tikshei Rav." Now that we have the amaltar as a brisa, and it's a kasha on Rav. So amalach Rav. Rav says to that everybody, "Dal onam yehacha, pull me out of this." Meaning, whatever, take me out of this. Mas nisim milo kasha adadi. You worried that the brisa is a kasha on me? The brisas associate each other. Well, I had the brisas associate each other. Because we had one brisa yesterday that said Mavoi Shagavo Esrim Amo Yosher Mipisko Shel Heichal Yomayit. It has to go. One brisa says you bring it down, no matter what. If it's above 20 amos, you bring it down. No amaltaros, no nothing. Once it's above 20 amos, it's got to go down. And over here we say Mavoi that has an amaltara, it's kosher even above 20 amos. So which one is it? Is 20 amos a bright line rule, or do you have a amaltara which can pull it down? That's a steer in the two brisas. So why are you hacking me? So the Ma'is Lachomemar. So what are you going to say? Tanoihi. It's a machlokas tanoim. Lididi nami tanoihi. And I also hold it's a machlokas tanoim, which basically means I'm going to hold, number one, I didn't say it. It's a brisa, so it's not my shita. And I don't hold like this brisa. I hold like the other brisa. The other brisa says 20 amos is 20 amos is 20 amos. No amalteras, right? I learned from Pesach Shoel. Rashi says tanoihi. Tano de la el spirule de rabon and mehehel gomri, vel matra lo mahanya. I state the other Tana. The other Tana holds specifically from the Heichal. This Tana doesn't hold it. It's from the Heichal. I'll hold it the other guy. What's the problem? So the Gemara says, wait a second. No, Nachman Yitzchak Amar below Rav must lo kashan. Even without Rav, I can tell you that the Brises are not so sir each other. If the Brises are not so sir each other, and they both learn from the Heichal, then we're going to end back to having a kasha on Rav. But he says, Masnisana Hadadi lo kasha, they're not so sir each other, because L'Rabbanon Kora Taima Mai. These Brises, what do they say the reason for the Kora is? What's the purpose of having the Kora? It's Mishum Hekera. The problem is that what we're doing, we're making a Kora across the entranceway from the Mavo into the Shusha Rabbin. And do people have to recognize that they're now leaving the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, or the Raisa Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and going into Rosh Hashanah Rabin, or leaving Rosh Hashanah Rabin, coming to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and not carry? Right? I want to make that hecker, and it would also prevent that permits me to carry inside. So I need to have the hecker. How do you have the hecker? People have to be able to see it. So if people have to be able to see it, right? So it's Mishum Hekera. V'ha dekatani yesem ripiskol shel heichal. That's Simana ba'alma. When we say before the first brisa says that a mavo is above 20 amos. And before 20 amos, we say yes to Episcopal. Oh, so let's go back. So you need a heker. So 20 amos is typically what the heker is, right? We state it by Chanukah, we say it by Sukkah, well, Sukkah is different reasons. But 20 amos is the Eina Shaltaba. That's the maximum heker. But if you have something that's going to draw people's eyes even higher, well, that's going to be the heker. So wait, so now we're saying that these two brisos do not hold that we learn it out from the Heichal. 20 amos is Mishum heker. So then why does the first brisa say yes to Episcopal Shal Heichal? It says explicitly the Heichal. And the Gemara's answer is no, that's the Simon of Alma. That was just a sigma, it's a heker. It's a simon. To say that, how do you know 20 amos? Similar to what we have in the Heichal, it's 20 amos. The same units applied, the same measurements, but not for the same reason. We're learning that Mishum heker. Rashi says, right, Masnisin Ahadadi Lokasha, the Bein Lahai Miso, Bein Lahai Masnisin Lamaltara, Kora l'rabbana time in my bo tov kaf amo. Why do you need 20 amos? Mishum heker. The lechzu inshi, people will see, v'leidzu, the katanta avid, that we made a fix over here, v'lo list lechlufi b'sarabim. And you're not going to confuse the maboy with the shusarabim. Or mishum hachi mahani amaltara. And that's why an amaltara is going to work. The keva, the mistalki be inish, since people look at it, afilu l'maylu mechav amo, ikla hekera. Even if it's above 20 amos, there's going to be a heker. Ah, v'had the katani b'masnis. Specifically, Yosem Episcopal Shal Heichal, Lav the Gummy Mihasim. It's not because we learn it from there. Elasi Manaba Alma Nakit. It's just a simon. Shalot Tachiv Girsa de Esri Matoma Lamalami Lamid, Omi Arbaim Yepesach Heichal Sim Yodcha. The Heichal is a simon for your learning. 20 Amos. Oh, like the Heichal. So if I remember the Heichal, I remember 20 Amos. That's how we learn it from there. That's just to help you with your learning. Okay.
So
According to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, we do not learn it from the Heichal. Rav says we do. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says we do not learn it from the Heichal. If we're not learning from the Heichal, according to Rav Nachman, then there's no kasha in the brises. No steam in the brises. According to Rav, the way to answer it, you have to say, there is a steam in the brises. One learns from Heichal, one doesn't learn from Heichal. I learn like the one from Heichal. That's all. That's how you do it. Yeah, we had two brises. One said 20 amos, that's it. One said a maltra works. It seems to be a steer in the brises. So Rav says, yeah, hey, nachanam, just steer in the brises. I like the first one. 20 amos is 20 outs. 20 amos, a maltra doesn't work. And Rav says, no, there's no kash in the brises. The only learning, the reason why you have 20 amos is we should have kero. Why is it used the lashon of the heichal in the first brisa? It's a simon, basically a mnemonic for you to remember. Okay. Right, well, we'll see what an amaltar is, but if you have an amaltar, meaning if you have something that will draw people's eyes above 20 amas, that brisa holds, or according to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, the halacha would be that then that korah is sufficient, and you have even above 20, because with an amaltar, you have to have the amaltar. Okay. Now, we mentioned before that the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda are cholik about a korah that's above 20 amos, right? Rabbi Yehuda says it's going to be higher. Chacham said 20 amos is the halacha. So too, we have this machlokas in Masechah Sukkah about a sukkah that's higher than 20 amos, right? The Chacham passes a sukkah above 20 amos. Rabbi Yehuda is machshir a sukkah above 20 amos. And the Gemara over there are a bunch of reasons why the Chacham passes a sukkah that's higher than 20 amos. According to Rav, the reason why the Chacham by a mavoi is because he learns it from a Pesach of 20 amos. So it has to be that the sukkah from, not learning sukkah from Pesach, from the Pesach Oel, right? Because there's no shayach. But according to Rav Nachman, that the time of the Chachamim in the Mavoi is because of Heker. So now the Gemara is going to explain if the Machlokas by Mavoi is the same Machlokas by Sukkah. According to Rav, it can't be the same Machlokas. Because Rav saying the 20 amos are different reasons. 20 amos by the mavoi is because it's similar to the heichal. That's an applied sukkah. According to Rav Nachman, we just said the 20 amos by the mavoi is because of shum hekera. Was that the same reason by sukkah? So the Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, according to Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, who says again that the 20 amos is shum hekera, ha nicha ilos fiulei hadaraba. It's all is fine if I don't hold like Rabba, which we'll see in a minute. Ela is fiulei hadaraba. However, if I hold like Rabba, which I have a problem. Like the Amar Rabba, because Rabba says the reason why the Chacham said a sukkah that's higher than 20 amos is possible is because it says leman yedu dorisech and kipas sukkah soshafti. Right, they have to know. So you see from here that you have to do is make a sukkah that the person who's sitting in the sukkah is nikar, that he's in the sukkah. So ad esrim amma up to 20 amos adam yodea she dar basukkah. A person knows that he's living in the sukkah. Lemalam esrim amma ein adam yodea. Why? Why does he think that he's in a sukkah? Mishum de lo shalta be'ena. Because the ayin doesn't see above. So if you have these massive walls, very high, the slach is 20 amos high, you don't feel you're in a sukkah. So alama gabi sukkah, nami, alma gabi sukkah, nami behekera plige. So it must mean that in sukkah, it's the same machlokas, whether about hekera. Also sukkah, right, mishum heker. If there's heker 20 amos or above or not. According to Rabbi Yehuda, yes. According to Chachamim, no. So then why are we having the exact same machlokas in two spots? Right? Afluge betarti lamali. Why are they being cholik in both spots? It's the same machlokas. Whenever we do have it, we ask a question. And our answer always is? Sricha. Right, we do need it. Right, why? Sricha. The Ashmin and Gabi Sukkah, had we just listed the machlokas by Sukkah, we would say, but how come Rabbi Yehuda? Maybe over here, Rabbi Yehuda says that you can have a Sukkah above 20 amos, but by the Mavo he wouldn't agree. Kevan de lishiva avida shalta be'ena. Because what do? You're sitting. So if you're sitting, you look around. Oh, I see it. So Shalta Be'ena may be higher. You can even look higher. About Mavoi, maybe Mavoi, what do people do with a Mavoi? They're walking in and out. You're not walking with your head up. You walk with your head down. Halachah is supposed to walk with your head down. That's supposed to walk with your nose up. So you won't see it when you're walking in and out of the Mavoi. So therefore, you have to have 20 amos. So it will be in, therefore, he would agree it has to only be up to 20 amos. So it will be in your line of sight. The Iyash meaning Baha, but maybe if we said it the other way around, and we only said it by the Mavoi, Baha Kami Rabbanon, only here the Rabbanon said that it has to be 20 amos, no higher, again, because you have to see it. Ava Baha, but by Sukkah, in Modli Rabbi Yehuda, maybe the Modli Rabbi Yehuda can be above 20 amos, because when you're sitting and you look around, maybe you can see even higher than 20 amos. So Tricha, therefore we need both the Machlokas to be listed in both by Mavoi, according to Rav Nachman, and by Sukkah. According to Rav, it makes perfect sense because they're completely different machlokos. By Mavoi, we're learning it from Heichal, but Sukkah has nothing to do with Heichal, so it's not a problem. So according to Rav Nachman, one learns it Mishum Hekera. Okay. Now, the Gemara asks, okay, my Amaltara. What is an Amaltara, right? We said before that they had five Amaltaras. So what's an Amaltara? So Rav Chama bereid de Rabba Barabua Amar Kine. It seems like actual bird nests are in the crossbeam, right? Are these bird nests in the crossbeam? Okay. The Rambam says they're talking about pictures of birds, of bird nests in the crossbeam. But despite what the article says, the Meiri and the Rabbeinu Chananel say that you have these actual windows that have birds that go inside. They have basically set up something that have birds' nests to go inside. So people hear the cooing, or you hear the cooing, or you see these beautiful things, and you look up above, and there you see it. That is Rav Chanan Brei Ravua. You don't want to look down. He asked Rav Dimi Amri B'Marava Piskei Da'arza. They're these cedar woods, long wood tree. Basically, you see in the pictures, but you have, you know, the core goes across, you know, goes across horizontally. So, but now you have higher than 20 amas. So below the korah, you have these wood beams attached to the wall going, you know, perpendicular to the korah. So now these things look beautiful. Looks a little different. These are below 20 amas. You're looking up. You look up. Wow. And then you keep going because now you see these wood things going vertically, going perpendicular to the korah. They're basically on the wall. So you look, and now you continue looking up. That's the amaltara. So I think the picture book has a nice picture of that because...
It's the birds.
My picture's here. I have one here. I have a nice picture here. Okay. So man da amar, the one who says that the amaltra is the piske da arza, is these wood poles, these wood beams, kol shekein shekine. He's going to say for sure that the bird's nest, whether it's actual bird's nests or beautiful pictures of birds on the korah, like a mural, he's going to say that those definitely work. Because I guess those are like, people see these beautiful pictures that you're going to look up. But man da amar kini, piske da arza lo. Maybe piske da arza will not work. Umanda amar piske da arza. Why does he say, my timer, why does he think that it works? Mishum de nafish mashrei. Because they're very wide and people are going to see it. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Baha sukkah de nafish mashrei. A sukkah also can be very wide. Because amir rabbanan de lo. Even if it's above 20 amas, it doesn't work. Even if you have these things up there, if the sukkah is above 20 amas, it's no good no matter what. So ella keba dikachoshiv isle kala. The reason being is that they have their choshiv, right? So people know that it was built there. Everyone, oh, I see that mavoi. You know, look at that mavoi that has these beautiful cedar beams, going up. Okay, the question is, Chazamish asks, you have this amaltra. Does an amaltra work also with the width? We said the width can only be a certain width also. What if you have the amaltras on the width? Does that work also? So Chazamish says no. Because there's a difference. The korah being high, that's because heker shalta be'ena. But from the width, it's nothing to do with shalta be'ena. It has to do with whether it's a doorway or it's a breach or a pirsa. And even if you have these pictures or these amaltras on the side, it's still a breach in the wall. So it doesn't make, Chazamish says it doesn't close the gap. Okay. Next. We said that the korah of the mavoi and the schach above 20 amas are puzzles. So now the Gemara is asked, what happens if it's partially in 20 amas and partially above 20 amas? It's like a Rabbi Yeshua question. Okay.
Rabbi Yirmiyah.
Right. Mixus korah besoch esrim, mixus korah lamalam esrim. Mixus schach betoch esrim, mixus schach lamalam esrim. What's the story? So Amar Rabba. Rabba says, mavoi kosher. When it comes to the mavoi, it's kosher. The sukkah possible, but if only part of the sukkah is in the 20 amas, it's possible. So Gemara asks right away, well, what's the difference? My shnag, the mavoi the kosher, darminan kolosh. Well, when it comes to the mavoi, we say the concept of kolosh. That basically what you do, right? Right, Rashi say it. Kolosh towards the bottom. Row in, we look at it. Ilu nital oso haovi hayotzi lamala v'tehei torah daka. Basically, what we do, we have the concept of kolosh. So we're going to, kolosh means just remove the top layer, view it as we only have the lower level, that's within 20 amas. So we'll say, darmin and kolosh. The Gemara says, wait a second. Sukkanami name of kolosh. So somebody said, also, take away the top level of the schach and say the concept of kolosh. So the Gemara says, no. E kolashta, if you take away the top level of the schach that's above 20 amos, then we have a problem with sukkah. What's the problem with the sukkah? It's going to be havi lechamasa meruvim mitzilasa. Then you're going to have two more tzun. I guess they knew right. That would be the calculation. I guess if you're going to view that the top layer of the schach is not there, well then we really have to view that it's not there. So when you calculate shade and sun, you have to calculate it without that top layer. And now you've come into a problem. There's going to be too much sun, not enough shade.
Assuming this.
I think that you have to say, assuming that that's the
double,
case.
Double layer of schach.
Right.
And then
I'm not exactly sure how the schach was set up, but I guess since there's a possibility that that's going to exist, we're not going to allow this type of schach. We're not going to allow this type of schach. So Gemara says, wait a second. Hachanami, so too by us. What happens? Ikalashta, if you take away the top layer, havle hakorah hanitelas beruach. Then the Korah, we alluded to this before, the Korah is not going to be strong enough, unless it's Dal Tvachim, but it's not going to be strong enough. And if it's not going to be strong enough as if it's not there, if it can be blown away in the wind, then why? How are you allowing it? Right? Have the Korah in Tos Baruch. Ella al Korchach, we view the lower level as if it's made out of metal. Okay, so if we're going to say that we're doing Kolos, but then change what's left over to make it work, well, let's view the kolos by the schach and change the entity to make it work. How does that? What would that be? Hachanami also by the schach al karchach nasis tzilosim mechamasa. Basically, what you do is really ain hachanami. We didn't take it away. It's just we're not going to count it, but we'll count it for the tzel. So if you're going to count it for the mavoi, you should count it for the schach. It's one way or the other. So when it says, "Oh, alma rava mi." Parzakaya, Rabba from Parzakaya said, there's a difference. Sukkah liyachidhi. A sukkah is basically used for tashmish of a yachid. It's for individual use. So lo midkar. He's not going to pay attention. Right? So basically what would happen? The Rashi says, lo midkar. V'zimnin, hold your horses, v'zimnin, dimishtakil mixas ove haschach hanichnas l'tok kof, v'kaimakul l'mal l'michof. Something's going to happen where the schach that's below 20 is going to fall away, and all you're going to be left with is the schach above 20, and since it's an individual, he's not going to pay attention, he's not going to know about it. However, mavoi de l'rabim, but a rav mavoi, which is used by many people, mitkiri ahadadi, every person's going to talk to the other person about it, mitkiri ahadadi, she'im tirkav tachteha shokora, if the lower part of the beam is going to rot, v'tamad kulo malami esrim ama mitankile, and the entire thing is above 20, people are going to realize it, and they're going to fix it. So that's the difference between schach and mavoi. Not a lumbershill difference between kolosh and not. Just individuals won't recognize it, and a multitude will recognize it. Now we're going to learn the complete opposite. Ravina Amar Sukkah. First, we're going to give a different answer. Then we're going to learn the complete opposite. Ravina Amar, different reason to make a chiluk between sukkah and mavoi. Sukkah is deraisa. Sukkah is a din deraisa. It's a din deraisa. So like the rabbanim can make a takana that if it's half above, half below, it doesn't work. So make a takana. But mid rabbanim loach miri rabbanim. But the Korah is a din rabbanan. So I have a Korah that's within 20 amas. Rabbanan, loich mirbi rabbanan, so they're not going to be machmer. They were matir, even if a Korah was mixed us above, mixed us below. That's why I thought right away. It's apples and oranges, sukkah and mavoi. So now, Rav Adda bar Masna Masna Lishmaita the Rav Ibcha. Rav Adda learned this entire sugya in the opposite manner. And he said, what we said before, the mavoi kosher sukkah pasul. He says, no, mavoi pasul. If you have partially within 20 amas, partially above 20 amas. He says that by the mavoi it's pasul, and by the sukkah it's kosher. The Gemara is asked basically to repeat just everything the opposite. So maishna sukkah d'ksheira. Why is sukkah kosher? Then we're in kolosh. We'll say kolosh. We say that we view as if the schach atapit is not there. So the mavoi nami lema kolosh. They also say kolosh. Gemara says, wait a second. Ikalash to have the korah tells beruach. Well, if you have kolosh, then the korah, the beam, is not strong enough. So Gemara says, hachanami ikalash to have the chamas and ruvim silasa. If you have kolosh by the schach, then maybe you come into a situation where you have too much sun. So Ella al korchach nasit sil sumi ruvim chamasa. No, we view it that the cell is more because it's not actually taken away. So Gemara says, hachanami al korchach nasit shpudim shamateches. So if you can view it that the top layer is actually not taken away, so this will be shpudim shamateches. It's going to be like iron. It's going to be like metal, and it's going to be supportive. So we can't have it both ways. What's the story? So I'm a rabbi, mi parzakaya. Rabbi says, no, sukkah is different. Sukkah de liyachidhu, rami anashi midkar. Sukkah, which is the individual, he's going to take charge. When a person is dealing with his own stuff, he's going to take charge. However, the next line, it's unfortunate, but it's a true statement. Mavoi de l'rabim, samchi ha'adadi v'lo midkari. When it comes to lots of people, you have the free rider syndrome, basically. The other guy will take care of it. The other guy will take care of it. And no one's going to take care of it in the end. Because the Amri Inchi, as people always say, k'deir de be'shutvi, the pot of partners, lo chamim lo kvira. It's never warm, it's never cold. Because the guy doesn't warm it up. Everyone's somech on the other person. It's never, if the guy wants it hot, he's going to say the other guy's going to make it hot. If the guy wants it cold, he's going to say the other guy's going to make it cold, right on the bottom of the gimel. So people always rely on the other person, and things don't get done. As opposed to an individual, it'll get done. Okay. Right. Now, another chilek between sukkah and mavoi. Ravina, the same thing we said before. Ravina amar sukkah deraisa lo boy chizik. Says the other guy, sukkah is in deraisa. I don't need chizik. I don't need to make a takana for it. So I don't have to mechazik the halacha. So they didn't make the gzera about the skach, mix us below esrim, mix us above esrim. If something happens, they know people can take care of it. However, mavoi, the rabbanon, boy chizik. They had to make a takana. They had to make it strengthen the takana because people aren't so nizer in the din the rabbanon. So if it's above 20, below 20, and then the possibility exists that the bottom layers can fall away, the rabbanon say made a takana. Listen, it's got to be all below 20. Got to be all within 20. Can't have it above 20. Okay. So my havila. So what's the halacha? So Rabba Bar Ula Amar Zev is a pasul. Rabba says they're both pasul. Rabba Amar Zev is a kosher. They're both kosher. I believe that's what we're paskin. They're both kosher. Why? What's the reason? The reason is nothing because we've been saying that the Korah has to be within 20, not that the Korah has to be within 20 Amos, right? The issue is that the airspace has to be 20 Amos. So how do you have the airspace in the Mavoi 20 Amos? The Korah can still be above 20 Amos as long as from the lower part of the Korah to the floor is 20 Amos. So that's what he says. Chalav Sukkah Tanan. Chalav Mavoi Tanan. We're talking about the inside. Rashi says, Esrim Amos Shaskuru ben Mavoi ben Sukkah achalala kaimai. So if I have part of the beam within 20 Amos, a part of the beam above 20 Amos, the airspace is less than 20 Amos because part of the beam is within 20 Amos already. So it's gonna be fine. Okay. And Amalei Rapapa Rabba Tanya the Mesayelach. I have a brisa that supports you. We find Mavoi Shugavoi me Esrim Amos. If you have a Mavoi, we said this yesterday, Mavoi which is above 20 Amos, Yoser mi Pislo so Heichal. You might. You have to lower it down. Now, Heichal Gufo Chalol Esrim. If you're learning it from the Heichal itself, the airspace was 20 Amos. We're talking about the airspace. So that's why it's not a problem if you have this crossbeam, which is about, you know, it's not a problem. As long as it's within 20 Amos, you don't have a problem. So
why,
AC.
Why have to be in the market,
what? If you have less, if you have more than 20 Amos in the air, of the airspace, then you have to lower it down. Right? If you have 20, if the Korah is put in a way where below the Korah is 21 Amos, then you have to lower it. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to ask on Rava. So, Eisvei, Rav Shimi Bar Rav, Ashley Rav Papa, wait a second. Ketzad Hayo Ose, how would you make the Korah, Meniya Korah Misfas Esrim Lamata? You put the Korah at the 20 Amos level or below, which is Mashmo that the Korah has to be within 20 Amos, not the airspace of 20 Amos. So, that's a kasha of what you're just saying. Like, if you put it on 20 Amos and above, it would be possible, even if the airspace of the Mavoi has less than 20 Amos. It seems that it didn't, not in the airspace, but it didn't on the Korah. So Gemara said, Ema, that you put it ulamala. In other words, he says, Beinia Korah Mitzvah Tassrim Ulamata. He says, no, make it 20 Amos ulamala, above. So therefore, you have 20 Amos airspace. Wait a second. Halamata Katani. It says Lamata. It doesn't say Lamala, right? It says, Hakamash Malan. So Gemara answers as follows. This is what the Brice come to teach us. The Lamata Kilamala. The shear of Lamala is the same shear as the shear of Lamata. Okay? The Korah can't be below 10 tefachim. That's the minimum level, right? You have a speed limit, and you have the maximum, you know, minimum shear you can speed drive also sometimes you see on the highway. The Korah can't be above 20 Amos. It also can't be below 10 tefachim. That's not, if you put the Korah there, that's not considered an entrance way for the Mavoi. So, Mala, Mala, Chalala, Esrim. Just like, so the word Lamata has come to teach us that there's juxtaposed between Lamala and Lamata. Just like Lamala, Chalala, Esrim. Just like when the Korah is above, in order for it to be a kosher mavoi, the airspace has to be 20 amos. So too, aflamata chalala asara. So too, the shear of the lower level part of the shear, that the amount of an airspace can't be less than tefachim, 10 tefachim. So you have to put the korah above 10 tefachim. But if you put the korah within 10 tefachim, it's puzzle. Even if the right, because you have to have the airspace has to be 10 tefachim. So just like the airspace, talking about airspace above, talking about airspace below. That's how it works. Okay. Now, another introduction. When it comes to the concept of the measurement of an amma, right? The amma, there are two types of amma. There's an amma gadola and there's an amma katana. The amma gadola is 6 tvachim. The amma katana, which is called the amma shel Moshe, that is 5 tvachim. Now, both of these, apparently both of these amos, we'll see in tomorrow's daf, both of these amos are listed in Yecheskel. The question is, when we mention it has to be amma, well, which measurement are we using? The larger amma, which is six tvachim, or the smaller amma, which is five tvachim? So, Amar Abaye Mishmeita Rav Nachman. Amos Sukkah, the amma that we mentioned on Sukkah, we'll figure out what these are. The amma Sukkah, the amma's Mavoi, that's for amma Bas Chamisha. That's the smaller amma. That's talking about a five tefach amma. And Amos Kalayim, the amma when it comes to Hilchos Kalayim, the amma Bas Shisha tvachim. That we're talking about the amma of six tvachim, the larger amma. So now, Amos Mavoi, the amma Bas Chamisha, my Hilchosa. Well, when we say that the amma by the Mavoi is measured by the smaller measurement of five tvachim, l'may hilchasa. What halachas are we talking about? So the Gemara says, l'govo u'lipirtzas mavoi. It's for the height and for pirtzas mavoi. So what's l'govo? L'govo means what we just said before, that you can't have the korah above 20 amos. So does that mean 20 times 6, which is 120 tvachim high, or 20 times 5, which is only 100 tvachim high? So we're machmir, and we say we're talking about the smaller measurement, which means that the korah, the airspace is 100 tvachim, not 120 tvachim. And also with pirtzas mavoi, so too with the width of the mavoi, that it says it can't be, again, if you have the tzuras of Pesach, it's a different story, but if you just have the korah, it can't be open more than 10 amos. So is that 10 times 6, which is 60 amos, or 10 times 5, which is 50 amos? We say it's 10 times 5, and therefore in machmir, when we're using the smaller measurement, it leads to a chumrah, which means you have a smaller space. Right, it's a chumrah. Only 50 amos wide, not only 50 tvachim wide, not 60 tvachim wide. But Gemara says, wait a second. So if you're using the smaller measurement, those are going to typically lead to chumras. But there's another halacha, v'ha'ika meshach mavoi ba'arba amos to l'kula. I had the concept, we'll see in a second, of a meshach mavoi. If I use the smaller measurement, that's going to lead to a kula. What's meshach mavoi? Okay, we're going to see on that hey that. Well, maybe Rashi says it better. Right, Baha Ika, Rashi says, Amos Husku be Meshach Mavoi Dal Amos. Im Archo Pachos Medal Amos Pusali Abaila Kamamba Pirkin. Right, so basically what you have is that the Mavoi has to be 4 Amos long, I guess. Right, it has to be 4 Amos long. So if you're going to use it's in order that it will be kasher mavoi. So even if it's so basically what happens if we're using the 4 amma measurement, we want to make a mavoi that you can actually you put a korah on it, right? That's the halacha. No, I think I'm talking about the korah itself, right? It's talking about the korah itself. No, the mavoi, right? Right, the only type of mavoi that can work with a lechi and a korah is if the mavoi is four amos in length. It has more amos in length. Right. So therefore, what? So if I use the smaller shear now, that's leading to a kula because I can fix this mavoi if it's only 4 times 5, which would be 20 tvachim. It leads to a kula. We just had all the time as leading to a chumrah. It's leading to a kula. So what's going on? Are we using the measurement for chumrah or the kula? So the Gemara says no. Kimanda Amr ba'Abr Tvachim. No, over here we're saying when Abaye said Mishmei Rav Nachman that we're using the shear of five Tvachim. It doesn't the concept of Meshach Mavoi doesn't bother him because he doesn't hold that you need Arba Amos. He says you just need Abr Tvachim. It's a much smaller shear. He holds that the Man Amr says Abr Tvachim Mavoi is enough that you is big enough that you can a Korah can fix it. So he doesn't even get on to the discussion about Amos or not. And the other answer is Ibai's aim, Rab Amos Rob Amos Kamar. He didn't say every din in the Mavoi is the Bas Chamisha Arbas, right? It's Rob Amos Kamar.
Rob Amos by
most of the halachos we do with the right. He says by Arba Amos. He does hold it's 4 Amos. But when he says the halacha that Amos Mavoi is by Amma Bas Chamisha, it's in most halachos, not in all halachos. He's going to be Machmir. He's gonna be mad. He's gonna say yes. Inach nami. I do. The halacha is arba amos. Why does it matter whether one's machmer and one's mego?
No, the whole thing would be mego. Otherwise, you wouldn't have it.
So you're gonna be machmer in your kula.
Why would you be machmer on something that you're trying to be mego for in the first place?
Well, you're not really be making. You're being machmer to be making.
You're not.
Yes, you
otherwise
are.
Otherwise, you can't carry.
That's what we did the Rabbanan. Midoraisa, the Mabu is at least a Mabu that's covered on three sides. Midoraisa, that's a Rishus
Yachin. Once they established it already,
okay,
it's establishing it for a pool for us.
I hear that part.
Right.
That's what you're doing it for. So now you can go make it more difficult?
Yes. Yes. You're limiting the cooler. You're limiting the cooler. You have to be careful. I hear the question. It's a better question. Okay. So Abba Sukkah, but Amma Bas Chamish Lamai Hilchasa. We also said that the Amma and the Sukkah is we use the five tachin measurement Lamai Hilchasa. What's the halacha of one of those? One is Lagova. Again, that we said that the Sukkah has to be up to 20 Ammas. So there we're going to be machmor. We're going to use the smaller measurement. It's 20 times 5 instead of 20 times 6. And uledofen akuma. Uledofen akuma. Basically, the din is as follows. Let's say you have, maybe probably a nice picture also. You have a house. What? You have a house that has an opening. Okay? That has the roof is opened in to begin with. And you put schach on it. But the opening doesn't go all the way to the walls. The opening doesn't go all the walls. So the schach basically should touch the walls. But with the concept of dochen akuma, that you can close the gap between the walls and the schach, you can close that gap up to dalet amos, right? You can close the gap up to dalet amos if the walls are complete. Usually you need to have three tvachim. You can close it if it's complete and there's material towards the end, you can close that gap and view the schach as hitting the end of the walls if between the schach and the walls is material of dalet amos. That's dochen akuma. So we need dalet amos. So how far away is the dalet amos? Is it 4 times 5, or is it four times six? If it's 4 times 6, then I have 24 tvachim to make dofen akuma. But we're saying no, 4 times 5, you don't have 20 tvachim to make dofen akuma, right? Rashi says dofen akuma ditznan, right? It's the last Rashi in the narrow lines. Ditznan bayish shenifchas, right? It's open like a skylight. V'sikich agav apachas b'schach kosher, and you put schach up there. V'tikras ha'aliyah nosra saviv mafsekas means schach kosher le'adufonos. But the rest, it's only a skylight. You still have roof around to get to the end of the walls. So im yish bein schach kosher le'adufon dalet amos psula. If between the kosher schach and the edge of the walls, right, you have more than dalet amos, it's pasul. V'lo armin dofen akuma. But pachas mi'dalet amos k'sheira de'amrinam, we say chazina le'lahai schach pasul ki'ilu hu min ha'adufonos. We view the schach pasul. What's that? That's the lip, the extra part of the roof of the ceiling. We view that schach pasul as it's part of the wall. Basically, we bend the wall. We bend the wall. Shenebku lemalu bo at schach kosher, and it reaches the schach kosher. The rein kan hefsek, and then there's no hefsek between the schach and the walls. You got a good picture there, I'm sure.
Oh, so you can sit under the entire roof.
No, I don't think so. I think you have to sit
under the
schach. Right, but it doesn't pasul the schach. It doesn't pasul the schach.
So
it's
that
right, it's a Masechah Sukkah sugya, but I think it's sit on the schach, but the schach doesn't become pasul. You can actually sit on the schach now. Okay, those are the two halachas that we use the small shear for sukkah. But the Gemara says, wait a second, va'ika meshach sukkah ba'arba amos. A sukkah also has to be dalid by dalid, and if we use the small shear, then we're going to be mekel because we have a we have a kula now. Now it's 4 by 4 with it's 20 square amos. It's 16 square amos. As opposed to, it was 60 square amos, but it's, 24. So the Gemara says, the Tanya, Rebbe Omer Ani, kol sukkah sheva amos, psula, will be bustle. So now we have a smaller sukkah, and that becomes kosher. So now he says, Ki Rabbanon, Rav Nachman holds like the Rabbanon, the army, afilu ena machzechas el rosh avru b'shulchano. The kosher sukkah only has to have your head, most of your body, and your shulchan, which we basically say in sukkah, is 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. Doesn't even get onto the amos thing. Or we could say, Vivai's Emel Olam Rebbe, he holds like Rebbe, that you need to have dalet al dalet. And when he said all the halachas or sukkahs of sukkah are with the smaller measurement, that's rov amos kamar, it's most. Whenever it leads to a kula, we use it. Whenever it leads to a chumra, we use it. When it leads to kula, we don't use it. So now your question is you don't have the question, because my sukkah is the raisa, so we're always going to go to the chumra. Okay.
Always
exceptions to the rule. Right, so now it said the next part of the Mishnah said Amos Kelayim. When it comes to Hilchos Kelayim, we use the larger measurement. We use the 6 tefachim measurement. So Amos Kelayim, the Amos Bashish Lamai Hilchosa. So which halach we're talking about? Likarachas Hakerem, v'Limchol Hakerem. We're talking about the bald spot in the Kerem and the Chol Hakerem, also on the outskirts of the Kerem. Okay, when it comes the concept of Kalaya Kerem, you can't plant seeds next to the Kerem unless you remove it from the Kerem, Dalet Amos, before Amos, away from the Kerem. But within the vineyard itself, you can't be Zoraya unless it is four Amos, right? You can't be Zoraya even if it's four Amos away. In other words, you can't have, within the midst, you can't plant, okay? But there are certain scenarios where you can be Zoraya even within the borders of the Kerem, and it's going to be viewed as if it's on the side of the Kerem. And as long as you move it away, Dalet Amos, it will work. Ditznan. We have the following Mishnah in Maseches Klayim, first two Mishnahs in the fourth parak of Maseches Klayim. Karachas HaKerem. In order to fix the Karachas HaKerem, Beishamai Omrim Esrim V'ar Amos, you need 24 Amos, a bald space, or Beisil Omrim Shesh Esrei Amos, you need 16 Amos. Umechol HaKerem, when it comes to Mechol HaKerem, which means that there's extra room on the side, Beishamai Omrim, how much extra room on the side, you need Shesh Esrei Amos, you need 16 Amos. Or Beisil Omrim, Beisil says Shteim Esrei Amos, or you need 12 Amos. Okay, now the Mishnah explains. Ezo hi Karachas HaKerem. What is Karachas HaKerem? It's Kerem Shecharav Emsioso. It's got a massive bald spot right in the middle. Okay? So now, according to Beis Hillel, Ein Sham Sheshesrei Amos, if you don't have 16 Amos, according to Beis Shammai, you would need 24 Amos. If you don't have 16 Amos in the middle, Lo Yobi Zerah L'Sham. You can't plant there. Why? But Hayu Sheshesrei Amos, if you had 16 Amos, No Sin Lo Kedei Avodoso. If you have 16 Amos, so what you can do is, you have to leave 4 Amos around, for the Avodah Sakarim, the 4 Amos around, and you have 8 Amos in the middle that you can plant, right? Vazorei Esamoser, you can plant in the middle. So calculating these Amos, we use the larger size, meaning we want to be Machmir here. We want to make sure that you don't have Klein. So you want to make sure that the Zorayim are separated from the Karim. But basically, we have, the reason over here is that in order for a Sada, Rashi explains this, in order for a Sada, a part of a field, to be Chashev by itself, it has to be Dalet Amos. But if a field is not Dalet Amos wide, then it's considered batel to the side of the Kerem that it is nearest. So therefore, if this bald spot in the middle, right, if this bald spot in the middle is less than 8 Amos, because you have to take out 4 Amos around for a circumference for the abot to work it, for the plows to go around. Now what's left in the middle is less than 8 Amos. If you split it in half, either side is not going to have, is not going to be chashuv, and it's become batel to that side of the Kerem. But once I have 8 Amos, if I split it in half, I have 4 Amos, and I have its own chashuv field on each side, and I can plant it, and I can plant there. Therefore, again, if I have a 16 by 16 Amos bald spot in the middle of the Kerem, I subtract 4 Amos all around for the work, for the plow. I have 8 Amos in the middle where I can plant. Those Amos that we're talking about over here are judged by the 6 tefach size. That is...
How do you figure the 16 Amos? It's like the area?
Yes.
Area.
It's a bald spot around.
Like,
it's
so there's 4 by 4, 4 Amos
inside. So 4 all around for the plows to go around, and then there's an 8 by 8 Amos spot in the middle, and I can work that field. I can plant in that field. I don't have to worry about Klein. Okay. Now, the Ezahui Mechol HaKerem, what is considered? Well, I mean the same thing will apply this way also. It's vertical, not a square, but if you also have it strip across. Just a strip across like that. So 4 Amos on either side, and then you can have the 8 Amos middle. Now, but is he Mechol HaKerem? What's the Mechol HaKerem where there's a Machlokes Rishani Beis Hillel, where there's left over at the edge of the field? Bein Kerem LeGeder, between the Kerem and the wall that surrounds the Kerem. Ein Sham Shtei Mitzrei Amos, according to Beis Hillel, if you don't have 12 Amos, Lo Yabi Zer Lo Sham, they don't bring Zer over there. The Hayusham Shtei Mitzrei Amos, Notin Lo Kedei Abudusal. If there's 12 Amos, then you can have. You need 4 Amos to the wall. You have to need 4 Amos for walking around the Kerem, and the 4 Amos in between you can plant, right? So therefore, according to these things, the measurement that you're going to use is the larger measurement because you want to be careful. So the Gemara then asks, wait a second. V'ha'ika. Let me just finish this up, okay? V'ha'ika ritzufim ba'arma Amos. We have the concept of ritzufin by Aramos, meaning if you have a kerem that there's not Dalet Amos between each row of vines, there's not Dalet Amos between, we say the kula. We use the smaller measurement. It's not kerem hanatua pachos mi arba Amos. If you have a kerem, right, that if the distance between the rows of the gefanim is less than Dalet Amos, Rabbi Shimon Omer eino kerem. Rabbi Shimon says it's not considered a vineyard at all. It's not considered a kerem, and therefore you can plant Zrayim. You don't have to remove it. Remove it. Dalet Amos. But Chami Omer Kerem. It's still a Kerem. So Because Rome is Sarim Ki Ilu Einam. We view the middle ones as they're not there and it's still considered Kerem. But according to Shim, it's not considered Kerem unless you have four Amos separating each row. So therefore, according to this, if we're going to be judging with the larger Amos, it comes to a major Kula, according to Rav Shimon. So the Gemara says, okay, the Rabbanan, the Army Habi Kerem. Now he's holding like the Rabbanan, who says, is a Kerem. The Baisema, the Olin Rabbi Shimon, and it's Rove Amos Kamer. It's most of the halachas when it comes to Kerem, we use the larger shear. But if it's going to lead to a Kula, we'll use the smaller shear. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day.